Hey everybody, welcome back to The Real Expat Wives of Arabia. It has been such a long time. I apologize for this huge hiatus, but my life has just been very full and very busy. I was from January to about March, I was out of Kingdom stateside dealing with some things for my master's degree. Got to hang out with my college student daughter. So that was very nice to be able to see her. I was back and forth between Daytona and West Palm. So I was able to actually visit with my sister who lives there in Daytona. And I got to hang out with my friend Gladys, who there lives right there in Orange City, right next to the clinic I was at seeing patients. So it was just a really great time. However, I've also picked up a new remote nursing gig that has left me with very little time because I was seeing patients all week in clinic and then all weekend long I was working. And it is a night shift position. So it's been busy to say the least. But that's okay, right? So I came back to Kingdom in March. It is now May. We have been enjoying ourselves here with this weather. It's been absolutely lovely. We have been getting so much rain, unprecedented rain and weather for this time of the year here in Saudi Arabia. It is attributed to, I think, the seed clouding they've been doing over in Dubai. We're not really sure. Regardless, it's just been lovely. It is just now barely starting to get humid outside to bring in that final like switch over to summer solstice and summer season. And what else could I say? I just took a little trip to Riyadh, and that was fun. As usual, tons of camels on the side of the road, and Riyadh traffic is nuts. I got to visit with an interviewee, podcast interviewee, Cheryl Blanca Martinez. Shout out. She was interviewed a while back, but I got to visit her and her two new babies. She just had boy girl set of twins. And so, as a twin mom, it was just so nice to be able to encourage her and hold her little boy. The little girl was just all for mommy, and the boy, he is like, I mean, just anyone could hold him. I think he'd be fine. And so I was able to hold a sleeping baby and feed a baby, and I wanted to change his diaper too, but she did that for me. And man, holding a sleeping baby and just holding an infant in your arms, there's nothing really that can compare. And so I do not have baby fever. Please do not think that. I enjoy babies. I just don't want any of my own anymore. So I look forward to grandchildren. And she's doing such a great job as a new mom there. And her compound there in Riyadh was absolutely gorgeous and stunning. And it was so nice to just finally get inside a compound there in Riyadh. It was very, very nice. The name of, I forget the name of it, but it was absolutely gorgeous, so much more nicer than the compound that the company my husband works for provides. However, there's a huge price difference, so there's that. And there's the advantage and disadvantages of being in Riyadh and with other companies versus the one that my husband works for, which has many, 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 many other financial benefits besides the living quarters that they put us in. And so we just kind of put up with it and look at the big picture. So my twins are about to arrive here at the end of the month. They are finishing up their sophomore year in high school. My oldest daughter finished up her freshman year in college there in Florida. And things are looking great. Everyone's got good grades. My oldest daughter's actually looking just to go online so that she can work more and have more of a life outside of school. Being in a dorm for her freshman year was really tough as she boarded all 4 years in high school. And so she's really looking forward to no longer being in the dorm. She's just going to live at home and be online and work. Yeah, so we have a flamenco show coming up at the end of this month too. It's going to be at the Dahran Theater. If anyone is interested, please let me know. And then we have a really fun trip planned for the twins in June. Abby won't be here this summer, sadly, but the twins will be here, and we're going to go to Tanzania for about a week, and it'll be their 16th birthday, so that'll be really fun, and we're really looking forward to checking off another country on our list. My husband and I did just do our bucket list check off of the Maldives. We went for our 20th year anniversary back in April. Yes, for the Eid holiday, we went for four nights. Well, it was 5 nights, but 4 nights at the resort. And then we did 1 night at like a backpacker type island, which was awesome. An experience, definitely not like the resort, but still gorgeous beach and lovely, lovely, lovely people there in the Maldives. A bit expensive, but it is definitely an experience. One, I would say if you can swing and find a good deal. We found ours through booking.com and we stayed at Sun Siam Resort and it was excellent. Everything was so, so nice. The restaurants were just top tier. The over-the-water villa was amazing. The sea life and the marine life are just, everything's just right there. There was, nurse sharks and like all kinds of fish just right there off of the resort. So it was an excellent time. My husband and I had a really great, great time and he was well in need of a, vacation. Needless to say, he's been working really hard. So big shout out to all of our men out there taking care of things for us, holding it down and providing and being great husbands and fathers. I don't think we honor them enough. So Father's Day is coming up in June and Mother's Day is up around the corner for us ladies in May. And you don't have to actually have biological children to be a mom, but if you carry mom energy for anyone around you, big shout out to you and much love. I hope you enjoy this next guest. Is Emma. She had reached out to me via Instagram and wanted to come up onto the podcast and discuss and have a chat. So she's originally from the UK and she converted to Islam when she married her husband, who is Pakistani, and they live in Riyadh. And I believe they have two kids, I think it is. And so she just wanted to come up and have a little chat on what her experience was like moving to Saudi Arabia. I really looked forward to her perspective as a Muslim. She is the first Muslim to be interviewed on my podcast. And so that was exciting for me to have her on and get her perspective. And I hope you guys enjoy. And I just, again, appreciate everyone that takes time to listen to this podcast. It means the world. Bye, everyone.